supposed to be talking about manga, the first thing I've seen for the 2021 WWE Hall of Fame.
There will be plenty of golf courses where you can draw a card to go
home. Also, we talk about the NBC here. We talk about the Peacock WWE Network deal. It's much more tonight on the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast. All right, everybody. Welcome to the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast. I am your host tonight, Doug Hummer. Daniel is, of course, a little bit under the weather, so I will be filling in on this edition. I know it's almost like if you're expecting Steve Martin to host the Academy Awards and instead you get Pauly Shore, but this is what we're dealing with. Of course, joining me tonight, of course, Eric is here.
What's up?
Stevie's here.
Hi, how's it going?
Very good. Clintus will be joining us soon, we think. But before we get into that, we're going to do something a little different. If you are live listening to this show and you have input on any of the things we're going to talk about,
hello,
Clintus.
Yeah, hey.
All right, beautiful, you're here. All right, so tonight, on tonight's show, if you are listening live and you have input on any of the things we're talking about, which would be the Andrade asking for his release, Molly Holly getting inducted into the Hall of Fame, the Peyton Royce promo, the NBC Peacock deal, or any of the other things we're going to talk about, because we're going to bring up as much as possible. If you would like to talk about that with us, you can call live into the show. The number is 1-646-564-9836. Operators are standing by. Actually, no, they're not even standing. I'm pretty sure, Eric, you're sitting down, aren't you?
No, that's funny.
I mean, Eric's sitting down. I'm lying naked on a bed.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I do have clothes on. All right. So before this goes down any further, let's get a couple of plugs out of the way. Listen to Boxman and Smart, the Dirt Sheet Dudes, every Wednesday, Friday night, Mixlr.com/Dirt Sheet Dudes. They can be found on all major podcast platforms. Season around 10:15, 10:20-ish Eastern time, right after wrestling's over. That is Mixlr.com/Dirt Sheet Dudes. All right, listen to us Friday nights, 6:30 p.m. Eastern time, for the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast. Obviously, tonight we had a little change in format because our host had a bad tummy ache. We switched, of course, to the news show here tonight. Next Friday night, we're going to be talking WrestleMania 10. Tomorrow night, it's going to be at either 8 or 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern time here on blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted. We will be doing the TNA roster tier list. That'll be tomorrow night. And also, Sunday, probably around 3 o'clock Eastern time, catch Scaredy Cats with Daniel and Mindy. They're going to be talking the 2020 remake of Black Christmas. That's pretty much it. That's pretty much all I can remember right now. All right, so let's just get into it.
Okay.
First thing I wanted to kind of bring up here, I kind of want to do like a new show because Eric's been wanting to, you know, do a current a show about like the current product for a while. But then he kind of, you know, dropped that idea once I told him he actually had to start watching the current product. So,
okay.
But, you know, here we are. So a lot of stuff happened this week. Matter of fact, actually, a lot of stuff happened today. And the first thing, I don't know if any of you guys saw this or not. I saw it, and I'm just like, oh, fuck, we got to talk about it. Andrade reportedly asked for his WWE release. Now, it's being reported he asked for it on Monday. Now, nobody has said whether or not he's gotten it, but he has removed all mention of WWE from his Twitter account. Clint, did you hear anything about this besides from me?
No, this is the first. This is actually from you. It's the first I heard from it. I haven't heard anything of this nature all day long.
Okay. Eric, did you hear anything about it besides when I just said it?
No. When you texted it to me and Stevie and Kenneth this morning, I mean earlier this afternoon, I mean.
All right. Stevie, did you hear anything else about this besides what I told you?
No, I haven't. It was actually surprising, really.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about it. Stevie, why is this surprising to you?
Well, I didn't think he'd be asking for his release. I mean, I thought he had like a bright future where he was, but it was actually shocking that he wanted to leave WWE.
Okay, so the thing is that
do you think maybe it was like a backstage issue?
I think it's more of a he hasn't been on TV since October, and I mean, he had to take time off because he had to have some cosmetic procedure done.
Okay.
But and he's been ready to come back, I think, for a couple of months. But according to another report, and this is from Meltzer, this is something Meltzer reported a couple weeks ago. McMahon sees nothing in him. So therefore, like they kept him off. They were keeping him off TV because they saw nothing in him. So I don't know if it's just creative frustration to where he's just like, all right, well, if I'm not going to be on TV, can I just leave?
Right.
So, to me, it's actually surprising, but.
I don't blame him.
I don't really blame him, really. I mean, that's like a slap in his face, don't you think?
Yeah, and here's the thing. He's engaged to somebody that they hold in high regard there, obviously. He's engaged to Charlotte. But, again, they say they have nothing for him. And I think that's kind of dumb. Because, I mean, he was very prominent on TV. He was one of the very few guys that did not take any time off during the pandemic. Except for, obviously, when he left in October to get this cosmetic thing done.
Right.
But, you know, guys were taking time off. They're like, you know what? You know, we want to quarantine ourselves or whatever. He was one of the first guys to actually be okay with performing in the performance center with no fans.
What?
So.
All right. Somebody talk.
Yeah. So. Like, all right. Now you explain all this. I do have some figures. Some thoughts on it. And it's one of the main reasons why everybody is mainly leaving WWE is basically backstage and career problems. Look at it as when Big Show left, Big Show said it was like he wanted to leave, but after how the writing of the Randy Orton setup going, he said he didn't like how they was allowing Randy Orton to talk down all the legendary legends and everything like that. He had it up there. He thought it was disrespectful. A lot of it is more of like backstage problems. Problems. It's not about the money. It's not about anything else. This is backstage, creative.
Yep.
The stories.
What?
They don't want nothing to do with it.
What? I heard that Big Show didn't like the way WWE was using him.
And that too.
Yeah, he didn't like it.
Right. But, again, it's Andrade who, again, Andrade's a very talented guy. And
yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is.
The issue is that the fact that, you know, when somebody says, oh, we have nothing for you. I mean, it's the same reason. I mean, Aleister Black's sitting at home right now. Aleister Black wanted to go back to NXT because he felt like he would be used better there. Vince
right.
said
yeah.
no because Vince is mad
yeah.
at him for being married to Zelina Ooh. Vega.
But he hasn't asked
Vega
for
pissed
release.
Him off.
Well, I'm surprised he hasn't asked for his release, too.
Yeah.
It might be coming.
WWE lets all these good talents go, and it bites them in the butt. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But the problem is
that
when they let the talent go, like when they did a lot of those releases, you know, back last April, they let go a lot of the talent that they didn't think was going to flourish in other places.
FDR.
FTR has, you know, flourished in AEW. Miro's in AEW.
Buddy.
All right, well. They got cut and they're doing a thing. I mean, well, let's face it. One's hanging off Kenny Omega's left testicle. The other one's hanging off his right testicle, while Don Callis is the hemorrhoid right in between, right at the top of Omega's crack.
I mean, I don't like the Good Brothers, but they are in a big storyline right now. So,
let's take away the Good Brothers because technically, Good Brothers is not really AEW; it's Impact. And the only reason why the Good Brothers are in AEW right now because AEW is like actually working with New Japan, Impact Wrestling, all these other ones wanting to create a giant like invasion storyline that's actually keeping me like I never watched Impact Wrestling until after the whole Kenny Omega winning the AEW World title and saying he's going to show up on Impact Wrestling. That's when I started watching Impact Wrestling again for over five years, ever since it's left, like, network television the first time around with Hogan and after everybody, I gave up with TNA because this was the pits until now. AEW is actually making Impact Wrestling
worth watching.
I mean, even if you look at the pay-per-view set up for this weekend, you have Moose versus Rick Swann. They recreated the TNA World Heavyweight title for Moose, and then having a title unification match against Rick Swann. The winner of that match will go on to Rebellion next month pair pay-per-view for title versus title against Kenny Omega.
Which I'm actually thinking of renewing the Impact Plus subscription just so I could watch that.
So. Yeah.
How much is Impact Plus?
I think it's like $8 a month.
Okay. I'll think about doing that too.
But again, you know, but getting back to Andrade, I mean, there's plenty of places for Andrade to go. Again, that's if they grant him his release, because they could do a thing where they're just like, you know what? No, we're not going to release you because we know you'll go somewhere else.
Yep.
Well, do you think they'll throw like a non-compete contract against them so that he doesn't go anywhere?
I mean, well,
okay.
No compete clause in the contract basically just means you have to sit home for another 90 days.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now, the thing is that they can make, because this is kind of different than other situations that they've had. They're not using him, so they're not making him sit home. You know, or they're making him sit home, I mean. Like, it's not one of those things to where when Sasha Banks took all that time off because she wanted to leave and Vince said no, so they were, you know, adding time to her contract just so she could leave.
Right. But they eventually, you know, worked it out with her.
Yeah.
She stayed.
Andrade, so, you know, they can technically still add time to his contract, be like, oh, well, you know, you didn't work, so, you know, you have this extra time we could add on your contract. Where he could be like, no, you know, you guys made me sit at home. I wanted to work. Because he's been going to the Raw tapings with Charlotte. Trying to get used, but they have nothing for him.
Great. Only making him stay at home is going to ruin his wrestling career. You know what I mean?
Well, look at it. Well, all right. I guess say the whole word is not performing because basically the whole thing with Andrade was that what was the storyline with what? Was Angel Garza and then his so-called manager, Selena Vega. Selena Vega is not there no more. So without Selena Vega, there's really nothing, a good problem, but it's just like, what are you going to do? Because when you think of Andrade, you think of Selena Vega. Those two are like a great pairing ever since NXT now to the main roster. Now you fire Selena Vega for those personal reasons. What exactly, how are you going to recreate his character? If you got to look at it like that. Knowing that she's fired, you know he's not going to pair up with Charlotte Flair.
Right. And I think, him, and I'm not saying he's going to go to AEW. If anything, I think he's actually going to go because he knows the guy, I think he's the Ring of Honor World Champion there, that Roosh.
Okay.
Well, I mean, if you speak the English language, his name is Rush. But because he's of from a different country, it's got to be called Roosh.
Oh wow!
Nobody tries to speak English anymore. but I mean, because they were part of a stable, or they were part of a faction together in Mexico, I think Andrade would try to go there, or at least maybe go back to Japan.
Yeah, he could do that.
Yeah. MOW?
Maybe. I mean, there's plenty of places for him to go. Unfortunately, he's not going to make the money that he made in WWE.
Yeah, that's the only problem. He's not going to make the kind of money WWE gave him.
Right.
Does he have connections with AEW? Anybody on that roster he was good friends with?
I'm not sure.
So I want to disagree. I don't think he would not go to AEW. I don't think AEW wouldn't want him there. If you look at all the talent that went from AEW, from WWE so far, Rusev, Big Star Caliber, and I'm not saying, and Andrade, I don't think he's like Big Star character type of way that's going to like make an immediate impact on AEW, like the Big Show, the announcement of the Big Show, because nobody saw the Big Show leaving WWE for sure. That was a big time. Christian showing up, nobody saw that coming. Chris Jericho was really the first invasion. Then you have what? Dean Ambrose, John Moxley. So all these former like wrestlers, they want to go to AEW. Randy Orton used the, connections to AEW to get a better WWE deal.
Right.
Well, Edge did the same thing, right?
Huh? Yeah, and Sting.
He did the same thing, didn't he?
Oh, I don't know. I know nothing about Edge.
I think the rumor is that he talked to he talked to Tony Khan or something, and Tony Khan offered him a contract, so he went to Vince because WWE was having difficulty wanting, or there was like difficulty in WWE wanting to clear him or something. So he actually got an offer from Tony Khan to go there and actually got cleared. So he went to Vince and said, "Hey, just so you know, Tony Khan offered me this and I'm thinking of taking it." Next thing you know, he's cleared and he's in the Royal Rumble.
Oh, shit. Can you imagine if that happened?
I mean, yeah.
Okay, so.
Vince can't afford to lose that type of a wrestler. You know what I mean?
Right. So, I mean, but that's Edge. And, you know, Randy Orton did the same thing, like Clint has said. Andrade doesn't really have that kind of star power.
Yeah. At least not yet.
Right.
I mean, if he goes somewhere like
he could
make himself a star, then.
He could develop that kind of star power, you know, if they would use him more.
Go ahead, Clint.
All right. Okay, so look at another person who didn't really have star power in WWE, but has big star power now. Look at Rick Swann. Rick Swann was like mainly like a average Joe in WWE. Now he's in Impact Wrestling, their top champ, Impact champion.
Yeah.
I was a big Rick Swann fan. Don't get me wrong. I was a big Rick Swann fan. The music, the gimmick he did, I loved it. But the stuff he's doing in Impact now, it's just why couldn't they do this when he was over there?
Remember, John Morrison went through Impact. Oh, sorry, Smith.
Well, yeah, go ahead.
And I was going to say, John Morrison, he left WWE and went, and he made a name for, made a name for himself, went to Impact, went to Lucha Underground, made himself known, and then WWE wanted him back. Here he is.
So here's the thing, and I think this is what we're all trying to get at, is that like Andrade can go somewhere else because there is other places for him to go. It's just whether or not he'll be allowed to go.
Right, and it's basically
I mean, here's a theory. What he could do to kind of get, you know, WWE's attention is he could somehow, even if it's just a trick, he could somehow convince Charlotte, hey, can you tell them that you're leaving? And, like, just pretend with me, and therefore they'll fucking take me seriously.
Wow. Can you imagine Charlotte left? Wow.
I mean, it's not going to happen. I mean, because,
yeah, I know.
You know, she's very loyal to WWE because WWE has been very loyal to her family.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
Can we really say that, though? Because it's not. Okay. We figured Ric Flair's a big household name, but also Ric Flair spent time in the NWA and then WCW against the Monday Night Wars. So it's not like he was he's a 16-time world WWE champion. No, he held championships from different companies to make this record unknown.
Well, he's been very loyal to that company for the last,
decade, yeah.
Yeah, because remember, he left and he went to TNA for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, to tell you the truth, I do believe that was an underhanded scheme by Vince McMahon himself. I believe Hogan and Ric Flair was paid off to go to TNA to ruin it. I believe it wholeheartedly. They was paid off to go and ruin it.
Yeah, that's a theory.
Because TNA didn't really need those two. It was doing a job just fine without until he showed up. And then they wanted to create the so-called Monday Night Wars and move it to Monday Nights, which would make sense. But you have the show replay again on Thursday night. Well, who's going to watch Impact Wrestling knowing that it's going to come right back on Thursday on the original time slot?
Yeah, unopposed,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, I would love to watch it, but Raw comes on once a week. You got Impact showing the same show twice a week. What makes sense?
Right. And,
exactly.
And that's another conversation. I mean, again, the whole Flair and Hogan going over to Impact thing, you know, Vince paying them off, that is a conspiracy theory, but Clint is not the first person to say that. I think a lot of people do believe that. And probably with good reason.
Oh, sorry, Doug.
Why would Flair go to TNA back then? Did he have a issue with WWE?
I forgot what it was. I think it was more the fact he did, like, WWE really didn't want him on camera anymore.
Okay.
They wanted him to be like an ambassador, and he didn't like that, so he went somewhere where they knew he would use him.
Right. They always have to be in the spotlight.
Yeah.
Let's be frank.
Yeah.
All right. Does anybody have anything else they want to say about this Andrade thing before we move on?
Kind of. I have something about Ric Flair.
I said Andrade, Ric Flair.
Oh.
unless it relates to Andrade.
No, it's kind of what we were talking about.
Okay.
Wasn't it Ric Flair supposed to introduce the AEW championship a couple years ago too?
Yeah, but
if I remember correctly.
Yeah, he was because he was basically just doing a favor for his son-in-law because Conrad was in cahoots with AEW because they were letting him run that Starcast.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay. And then he got sick, and then, yeah. Okay.
All right, so moving on. Again, if you would like to call in, if you're listening live and would like to call in and discuss, you know, the topics we are discussing with us, you go ahead and call the number 1-646-564-9836. Operators are sitting by, not standing by. But anyway.
Yeah.
All right.
We've gone.
The next thing I wanted to bring up is obviously, you know, it's WrestleMania season, which means Hall of Fame. Now, last year we didn't get a Hall of Fame ceremony because the pandemic decided it was going to, you know, come instead. So we got a pandemic ceremony. So now they're going to air it this year. It's going to be on Tuesday, April the 6th at 8 p.m. Eastern time. It's going to be streaming on Peacock. And
oh, wow.
The 2020 class is going in this year. But they are also going to have a 2021 class. The first inductee in 2021 class.
I'm a bit surprised about this.
All right, why?
I didn't think she would be the first one. I thought it would be a bigger name. It's nothing against her. I just thought they would start out with a bigger name.
It's
nothing against her.
I mean, I'm not saying she's headlining the damn thing.
Oh, no.
I think what Eric
said,
usually when they do, like, the necessary announcement, it's usually by, like, the headliner of who's the main class. If you look at it for the last couple of years, you have Goldberg, Sting. Those people announced first to get you excited to actually watch it, and then they start naming off all the Joes and Smoes and every coming out. not saying they're all Dallas Stars, but you have like that big name that everybody was a fan of. No, no disrespect, but a big name.
No, Jackson. No disrespect.
No.
All right, so let me ask you guys this: who do you think would be the headliner for this year, for the 2021 class?
Undertaker.
The headliners for 2020, and who's going in? But who's headlining 2021?
Undertaker.
Undertaker for sure.
All right.
Because I really think the Undertaker.
You have another name.
Yeah.
I mean. I don't have any. I was surprised. I figured they was going to actually do like the 2020 class this year in the Hall of Fame and not have a 2021 class. So I'm not sure who they're going to put in. And then, matter of fact, how long are you planning on making this thing? Because you're talking about 16 or something people you're going to want to have to listen to a speech.
Right, and it's starting at 8 o'clock. And by the way, Tuesday, for anybody that has no idea how the days of the week work, Tuesday's in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not like
that's Friday.
No, because Friday's gonna be they're doing takeover. Not Friday. Okay.
No, Friday. No, Friday's SmackDown.
SmackDown. Yeah, SmackDown.
Yeah.
I guess Tuesday's the only day.
Well, yeah, because they're going to use that Thursday for the second night of TakeOver.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
And, wow. So it's Raw, Hall of Fame, NXT TakeOver 1, Night 1, and then Night 2, and then SmackDown, and then WrestleMania 1 and 2?
Yeah.
Basically,
that's it.
Yeah. So, to Clint's point, who the hell? I mean, how long is this thing going to be? Because again, it's going to be in the middle of the week. I'm not going to be able to watch the whole thing. I wouldn't even watch the AEW pay per view the other day because I knew it was going to be 4 hours.
Actually, it wasn't even that long.
What time did it go off?
Well,
11.
I think around what? Yeah, around
11:30. Yeah. But still, that's still too late, though, especially when you have to get up at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. To have that stuff, and again, I'm just speaking for me. I'm just speaking for me as somebody that, has to get up so early in the morning to where, like me watching wrestling nowadays, I go to bed by 9 o'clock. Today's like the only day of the week where I could actually watch like a full show. Or like if a pay-per-view starts at 7 and ends at 10, then yeah, I'll stay up till 10 o'clock to watch that.
Right.
But kind of get back, and because I do want to talk about Molly Holly for a minute, because I am very excited about her going in. But as far as like who I think the headliner is going to be for this 2021 class, I don't think it's Undertaker, because they talked about actually having Undertaker be in a class by himself.
Oh wow!
Oh really?
Yeah, they don't.
Are they waiting for Texas?
Because he's such a big name. They don't want to have anybody else in the class with him.
Wow.
It does make sense.
Yeah. Is next year's WrestleMania in Texas? Sorry, Steve.
Is next year's in Texas, or is it the year after, Clint?
I will have to look that up. I'm not exactly sure.
Next year's 38,
one's
right?
One's going to be in Texas, and one's going to be in L.A.
I heard WrestleMania is going to be in L.A. Is it next year? Or,
I have to look that up.
Yeah, Texas.
I think
it's
next year.
One year in L.A. and another year, but I have no idea which one. But
next year is Texas.
Okay, next year is Texas. Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, it's so, this year.
Well, this year it's in Tampa.
Oh, okay.
I mean, personally, I, in all honesty, and I felt this way up until about 3 weeks ago, I actually thought this year's headline, if they were going to do a 2021 class, I actually thought the headliner was going to be big.
Well, I guess it's not now.
Yeah, not. So, but anyway, kind of getting away from like who we think is going to be the headliner of the class and all that. Molly does deserve to go into the Hall of Fame. I mean, she did have a pretty good career in the company.
Well, she's the most respected female wrestler in WWE history.
I mean, she's one of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Because she came around in a time where it was, you know, most popular to do the bra and panty matches and the evening gown bullshit. But she came in as a wrestler.
Yeah.
That and then wow, I think you have to realize that one of the best works she done was when she was with right to Censor.
Quinn, that was Ivory.
I was throwing that in.
No, was that Ivory? Oh, was
yeah.
Ivory? That.
I mean, she had a lot of matches with Ivory because remember she was part of that whole thing with the Holly cousins.
Yeah, no.
With Hardcore and Crash.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's
right. I
was throwing
another
name
out.
Which I actually thought
that stuff was funny. Yeah, it was funny, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, what about
Eric,
her
you
spicy
you...
relationship? That was funny.
Oh, that was fucking hilarious. Eric, you said you know who the headliner is?
No, I said I was throwing another name out.
Okay.
The Rock.
No.
I can't see that.
I think they're going to save that for LA.
Oh, I mean, he's in Florida. That's why I said that, Rock. Because he is from Florida. You know, it's Tampa, but.
I think they're going to save that for LA if they do it.
Okay. Who else could it be? Any other names you can think of?
Kane? I mean,
yeah.
But if they. Kane in before they put the Undertaker in. That's gonna be ironic.
Why?
Yeah.
Why? Triple H.
Oh, about
when are they gonna put Triple H in? I mean, how long?
I mean, well, technically he's already in.
It's DX.
Yeah.
I mean, by himself.
I don't know.
I mean, it's going to be interesting to see who headliners.
Yeah. Do you think Triple H is, like, done wrestling?
For now, yeah.
Go.
Okay.
No. I mean, there's always a rumor that him and The Rock would fight again, but... That never went.
Yeah, I heard that. That never happened.
Trying to think. I can't think of anybody else.
Yeah. But getting back to Molly, because we're technically taking the spotlight away from her, and I can't be blamed for that this time.
Sorry.
Her going into the Hall of Fame, I mean, she had a good career in WWE. You know, she came around in a time where, you know, it was more popular to have bra and panty matches and all that, but she showed she was much more than that. You know, and remember, at WrestleMania 20, she had her head shaved.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, all right. Anybody else what? Got any? Or go ahead, Clinton.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, I thought you did.
What was his? I got a question. Wasn't she in WCW at one point?
Yeah, she was a Miss Madness 99.
For Randy Savage.
Yeah. And then she had to go under, then she was called Mona after she got fired from being Miss Madness or whatever. She went under the name Mona. She wrestled barefoot.
Oh. Wow. I knew nothing about that.
Anybody else got anything they want to say about Molly going into the hall before we move on to the next thing?
Oh, congratulations. It's like well deserved. She needs to be in there. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, definitely. She definitely deserves it, and I'm definitely happy for her. I actually can't wait to see who else they announce.
Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to a 10-hour ceremony, but
that'd be too long for me. I don't know if I can handle a 10-hour ceremony.
I can't even handle a 10-hour workday sometimes. How the hell am I going to handle a 10-hour fucking award show?
I know.
All right, next up, we got to talk about it. I don't know if any of you guys saw it or not. I didn't see it, but I kind of read the transcript. Peyton Royce's promo on Raw Talk.
Yeah, I did watch it.
I didn't actually watch it, but I heard about it on the website.
All right. Plymouth, did you watch this?
Yeah, I did. Well, I saw the YouTube clip of it. It was really passionate. Something I never really thought I'd ever see from her. Really out of character, I should say.
Right.
It was.
Yeah.
Basically, what she was saying.
What she does.
Yeah, and basically what she was saying is that, you know, she's tired of getting, you know, just like, you know, we talked there earlier about, you know, Andrade being, you know, frustrated, and, you know, him wanting out. She doesn't want out. She just wants opportunities.
And she feels that Charlotte Flair is taking that all away from her.
Well, tell you the truth. Charlotte Flair is technically running whatever she did. Charlotte Flair is a female John Cena to WWE. Like it or not, it's really true. Charlotte Flair, just like John Cena, Charlotte Flair is, I want a title match. Okay, you have a title match. It's okay. If you want to do something.
Well,
right.
Yeah. And she's taking a lot of opportunities away. Like, How are you going to be able to just say, okay, I'm going to just turn on my partner and make it accidentally turn on my partner, and I'm going to be next in line? What did you do to deserve a title match? You just luckily just came about, ready to return to tag to win to become a third Grand Slam champion in women's history. It wasn't for it because they had nothing else better for you to do at the time.
And it's why a lot of people don't like Charlotte right now.
Right. Well, I think everything gets handed to Charlotte Flair, and she's taking the spotlight from everyone else.
Let me ask you this. If she wasn't a Flair, would she be getting all this?
Probably not.
I'd say no.
I think that's a lot. And that's one of my biggest problems, too. I figure if her last name was not Flair, she would not be getting none of these opportunities a lot than everybody else was. I think undercover make it seem like, well, she's not. She wanted to be out of her daddy's shadows. Well, technically, she's living in her father. She's milking her name, that Flair name, dry and overusing it to get whatever she wants.
What happened to that storyline with her father? Did they wash it away?
Well, he had to wash it away. They did wash it away. Did she not see the fallout after Raw, she told him basically to go home. She wants to be.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Well, and here's the thing, and this is where it kind of ties into Peyton Royce. Peyton Royce was partners with Lacey Evans. Okay? They were tag team partners, and then they decided, okay, well, you know, we're going to pair Lacey with, you know, with Ric Flair.
Right.
But here's the thing. Lacey Evans, I think by the time Lacey had been paired with Ric, I mean, she didn't know it yet, but Lacey was already pregnant.
Yeah. So, So about that, too, it was scheduled that Lacey was supposed to go over at Asuka at Fastlane.
Right.
Lacey was supposed to win the title. And Charlotte was supposed to headline WrestleMania against Lacey Evans and for the War Rumble Championship. That's where the storyline was taken until Lacey got pregnant, which makes it okay.
So because
you were supposed to get a title shot at WrestleMania, and the Raw Women's Champion is so called hurt right now, and the plans backfired that she was supposed to also lose the title to continue a good storyline. With Lacey Evans, you're just going to automatically assume, well, I'm still going to be the number one contender. No, call something different.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right, and...
What if...
Go ahead, Eric.
No, we can ask, what is Asuka's injury? And then we're going to get to that in a little bit.
She's got a concussion.
Okay.
I'm telling.
Okay.
Now.
Didn't she get her teeth knocked out or something?
Yeah, I think
she did get her tooth knocked out, but Shayna Baszler kicked her so hard in the head that she got concussed.
Okay.
Wow.
But then, you know, they...
Go ahead, Stevie.
Then they banned the leg slapping. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I did. And we can get to that later, too. Yeah, I did hear about them banning the slapping of the thighs
Yeah, I heard that too.
The super kicks or whatever.
Right.
To get back to, you know, what Peyton Royce had said, I mean, she has a point. I mean, everybody else has been getting opportunities but her. She's sitting on the sidelines. They broke up her fucking team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden,
never done that.
They did pair her with, was getting too impatient. Waiting for an opportunity of her own, so she told her husband to knock her up.
Really?
I don't know if that's actually how it was said, but
I know where you're coming from.
All right, but like, you know, it's because she went, because they weren't doing anything with Lacey Evans either.
They did something a little bit with Becky. That was it.
I mean, and so then, like, you know, she was sitting on the sidelines. So that's when, you know, her and her husband decided, well, you know what, if you're going to sit on the side, you know, she's just like, if I'm going to sit on the sidelines, you know, I might as well be pregnant or whatever. Or, you know, we might as well try to have another child. And then all of a sudden, WWE comes to her and says, oh, yeah, you're going to be fucking Ric Flair on television. Or not fucking him, but you're going to make it look like you're fucking.
You know, okay. That Lacey Evans and the Lacey Evans and Ric Flair storyline was so stupid. I mean, I don't know why they would pair them up together to begin with.
It is Ric Flair.
I think
it was more like a Charlotte thing.
With the fact that they were trying to get the belt back on Charlotte, and they didn't. I don't think they wanted to do Asuka versus Charlotte again.
Right.
But now here we are, and it's more than likely going to happen. Unless, you know, somebody takes Peyton Royce seriously and says, you know what, maybe it will suck if we do Asuka and Charlotte again. So why don't we try something different?
Put the belt on Charlotte and have Peyton Royce take it as much as a minute. At least that's the way I would do it.
Or the hell with Charlotte and, you know, put Peyton Royce against Asuka.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, that too.
Or we can do what they did when they came out with the SmackDown Women's title. A six-way elimination, a six-pack challenge elimination match. You bring six of the top competitors on there. Five of the top competitors, make them earn a match. To go to WrestleMania and go. So Charlotte wins, she's in. You got Peyton Royce, she wins a match, you're in. Shayna Baszler, Nia Jax, Naomi, Lana, Mandy Rose.
You gotta throw Rhea Ripley in there too, because Rhea Ripley's coming in.
Yeah, and Rhea, that's my point is that you have all these stars now. You can have something big, bigger like that, not just having just these two, three ladies matches. You can have a big match like that. WrestleMania is two nights long. So,
right.
You can have a match.
Yeah.
I agree with that. And I also, like I said, I think, you know, Peyton kind of deserves to at least to have something go on for her. Like, you don't want to sit on the sidelines, especially during the time of the year where you know the payday is going to be big.
Exactly.
Right. You can't really pass up on that.
So, anything else? Anybody got anything else they want to say on Peyton?
No, it was just a good promo, and I hope she gets the opportunity.
I mean, this could have really opened up a door for her.
Yeah, I hope she gets her title shot. You know what I mean? Yeah, I think she deserves one.
And it could also have pissed off Vince too. You don't know. Depends on what mood Vince is in.
Well, Vince McMahon.
Unfortunately,
time ago he saw a lot in Peyton.
Okay.
He split the Iconics up for a reason.
Why did he split them up?
Because he thought Peyton Royce could make money as a single star.
He's got a lot of faith in her, so I think she can make a lot of money as a single star.
Right. So, all right. So moving on, this next thing we're going to talk about, and then, you know, if we have time after this, we'll get into some of the other stuff that we kind of advertised here. The NBC or the Peacock WWE Network deal. Now, everybody knows it's been coming for a while. March 18th is when everybody can start switching over. But yep. New information broke this week. Did everybody read that?
No.
No, I didn't.
Not yet.
All right, Kenneth?
Depends on what it is. I heard a lot of stuff going on. I've been reading about it because I've been thinking about when I want to switch it over.
All right. So basically, here's what we know right now. The WWE Network app as a whole, or like the WWE Network that we know and love right now, will be disappearing in the United States, will be disappearing on April 4th. Will cease to exist in the States.
Nope. Oh, yeah, that I did hear about.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm reading that.
Yeah.
Peacock is taking the network, and it's going to be on Peacock starting March 18th. Now, you could start signing up for it now and get it at a discount price. The problem
I already
is,
signed up for my Peacock, so...
What happened?
Yeah.
I already signed up for my account already.
All right. So the thing is that you know, it was believed at first that WWE, or that, you know, if you had a WWE Network account, it would migrate over to Peacock. That is not the case. So they lied about that. Now it's being said that all content will not be available right away. Only some stuff. And they're going to continue to add stuff. But the full library that we know is on the network now will not be available till before SummerSlam.
Wow.
Oh, that's I was reading about, which really made me mad, because I'm in the middle of washing everything out. Now I feel like I'm going to redoing the process, which already is, to make that so-called streaming better.
Okay.
This is stupid.
Well, here's the thing. I'm pissed off about it, too, because we have a podcast that we review shit.
Yep.
And I had all these plans of the stuff. I had all of our shows planned like May 28th. Now I got to go back and figure out what the fuck to do, because half the shit that I wanted to review might not be available.
Give us a list, and we probably have to watch before they shut down. That's a solution.
Well,
yeah.
That's why, like, Daniel and I were actually talking about getting Impact Plus and turning this into a TNA review podcast for at least the next couple of months.
That's fine with me.
But
something different.
But, like, the thing is, and this is why I wanted to get into it. My theory is, Jaden, quit trying to get camera time. The show's for big boys. Like, my theory about the whole thing is, I don't think Peacock or NBC or whatever the fuck, I don't think they wanted the whole network.
Well, that's stupid. Why wouldn't they want the whole network? I mean,
no, they wanted that. Because remember, last year, before the pandemic happened, Vince was looking for somebody to broadcast the pay-per-views.
Right,
okay.
Yeah.
The fact that
I heard about that.
It took him 6 years to realize that he was fucking himself over in pay-per-view revenue.
So Peacock didn't want, like, the whole library?
Well, that's what I'm thinking, because I think they thought they were just going to get the pay-per-views, but then when WWE said they were shutting down the network and everything was moving over to Peacock, I'm sure somebody there was just like, wait, we're getting a whole fucking library? Because they already have stuff on the network now, because WWE does have a section on there.
Right. I mean...
But, I don't think they want to take everything. Because I heard a rumor a few weeks ago that they did not want all the content.
Well, that's stupid.
Wow.
I mean, if you're another network, you're going to want the whole thing. I mean, not just pay-per-views.
Somebody screwed up.
Pretty much. Now Clint, all this?
Oh, yeah, I did. Well, I've been new when they started shopping the network. Originally, it was they wanted to go to ESPN and be part of their the Network Plus, what ESPN is doing with the UFC. They wanted that type of deal.
Right, I remember hearing that.
They wanted that type of deal. They wanted to stream the pay-per-views over, because I figured that everybody having a network, it's mainly you're just paying $10 compared to who's actually really paying like $60-something for pay per view nowadays. Nobody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. So they were trying to get that pay per view revenue back.
Right. And so my question is, so if they're, when they're switching over the Peacock, the whole library will be there in August, right? Or
that's what they're saying.
Okay.
They're going to just keep adding stuff every week, and by the time August rolls around, everything's going to be there. I don't know how they're working it. I think it's stupid. I think you should keep the WWE Network app open until everything gets switched over. Because if people are binge-watching stuff right now...
Which I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I
watch have the podcasts whole... that review stuff, which,
yeah.
By the
yeah.
way...
Hey,
yeah, us, and by the way, also includes a guy that has a high-ranking position in the WWE, by the way, in Bruce Pritchard. I mean, you're fucking, I know Vince McMahon doesn't care about a lot of podcasts, because I don't think he can spell podcast. But he's fucking up a lot of people's plans here.
83 weeks.
Well, you don't care about Bischoff.
I don't think he cares about Bischoff either.
So, I mean, it's just, I don't like the way the whole deal's coming down. I mean, I'm not happy with it. Now, either Eric or Clint, either one of you, I think, can answer this.
Okay.
Now, NBC getting Peacock, or no, NBC is Peacock, but like Peacock getting the WWE Network, is that the reason why the NHL is moving over to ESPN and ABC?
Yeah, that was partly the reason. Because NHL is
going to
move to USA.
Well, yeah, because they're closing down.
Actually, with the ESPN deal, USA is not really officiated no more. Because the NHL deal starts next season.
I thought they were going to be broadcasting both.
They can't.
No, the NHL, they can't.
It's like Ed Eric cannot broadcast the same thing.
Yeah. So basically, the NHL is going to start broadcasting on ESPN again, starting the 2021-2022 season.
Because NBA
That's when
does.
The ESPN deal. The
ESPN. TNT and ESPN.
It's ESPN and ABC. That's what it is. The NBA handles TNT, and you have TNT, and then you have ABC and ESPN. Those are mainly the three, and then you have the NBA TV and you have the NHL Network, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But what that is, that being said, there are rumors that now with the ESPN deal going, the NST might be able to stay on Wednesday nights, because originally it was supposed to be, with this new TV deal, that the reason why NXT was moving to Tuesday night was because they want to start showing hockey games on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Well, I heard that starting April 13th, they were going to put NXT on Tuesday night so they don't have to run against AEW anymore.
That was a cover story. That was a cover story. They're still moving to Tuesday nights now. But the real reason why they was doing it was, firstly, it wasn't because of the AEW. It was because of the TV deals, and then hockey wanted to be played on USA because it's shutting down the NBC network.
Which I think is stupid, but that's another story for another day.
Well, NBC, SN, a lot of their sports shows are streaming on Peacock right now. There's no reason to have that network. Unless you're going to use it for TV.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Unless they somehow turn that. unless they somehow, and I don't see them doing this, even though it would make sense, but unless they turn that into like a live, they turn that channel into a live WWE network.
That's a good idea.
That would be interesting.
And just hear me out. I don't think it's going to happen, but like, because I think on Peacock, they're not going to have like a live stream of the network.
You really don't think so?
I think a lot of it is just going to be like video on demand shit. I mean, I could be wrong.
Right.
But like, what they should do is they should, if NBCSN is going away, replace that with like a wrestling channel, and have like the live programming, like The Bump, This Week in WWE, original shows,
24/7
content, whatever. Put that on a channel.
You need to do that,
didn't they? Watch it.
Huh?
They used to do that back in the day, right?
No. Not on regular TV.
I mean, that would be really interesting to have a channel for those kind of shows.
Well, Jesus Christ, a channel for every other sport.
Yeah. It'd be nice to have like a WWE channel on cable TV or something.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, you have NHL Network, you have NFL Network, NBA TV, MLB Network. You have a fucking golf channel.
And a tennis channel.
Right. There is a tennis channel, right, Eric?
Yeah, there is.
Okay, so why can't we have one for wrestling?
Exactly.
You're right.
That goes for AEW too.
I mean, and again, I'm not saying it's going to happen. It would be nice if it did, but I don't think it will. But I think that's how like a lot of the problem can be solved, especially with NBCSN going away.
Yep.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
I'm surprised UFC didn't have their own channel. Be honest.
Isn't there like a mixed martial arts channel or something, Eric?
I'm not sure.
I don't think so. I think maybe all their content is on ESPN Plus.
Yeah. And that you have to still pay like $10 a month. And that's not including the pay-per-views. You have to pay an extra $69.99 for that.
But all right, anybody got anything else they want to say about this MB or about this Peacock WWE thing?
I hope they're listening and they extend it. I mean, extend the network, the real network, to at least August.
Yeah, because that would make sense. If you can extend the network until August, and then in the meantime switch everything over to Peacock, and make a lot of sense.
Make sure it's stuck with their original
idea.
And again,
we're just talking as like the host of a podcast that actually uses their network for our reference points.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're making these pleas for selfish reasons.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, I think that's what they should do. So
right.
We'll see what happens. All right.
Yeah.
We do have a little bit of time left here. Eric, I know the one thing I'm sure you wanted to get into, and you were disappointed about it at first, but then, like, you kind of came around. AEW signing Christian Cage and him being the big reveal.
I thought now, at first it was meh, but.
Well, because you wanted somebody else.
Yeah. Exactly.
You didn't get who you wanted. Instead, we got Christian. I mean, and I can understand your disappointment because I know how big of a fan you are. And by the way, the person he wanted was Okada.
Was who?
Okada.
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 Yeah, from New Japan.
Oh.
The only reason why it got put in his head that it could be Okada is because some piece of shit in some group on Facebook said, oh, it has to be Okada. It has to be. Well, obviously, said piece of shit was wrong.
Yeah.
Although, you know, I'm not really going to get into, I'm not really going to get into that guy. All I'm going to say is that I'm pretty sure, and it would not surprise me if this, you know, piece of garbage's father, after he was born, chopped off his penis just so mistakes like him would never happen again. I digress.
Well, him leaving WWE like for AEW, he could have had potential matches like in NXT or something, or you know what I mean?
I originally thought he had to deal with WWE already, but apparently he didn't.
I think the talks had kind of slipped through.
Yeah, that's what people were saying.
I mean,
Do you think WWE wanted him at full time, but he wanted part time or something, or?
No, I think they wanted him at part time and he went full time.
Okay.
And he wanted to be in the main event picture.
Yeah. I mean, Clint, what do you think the whole thing?
All right. Tell you the truth, I'm okay with it. I was hoping because, tell you the truth, the 2 days before, I think, Friday, you saw that cryptic message Kurt Angle send out video. He started sharing it on his Twitter and then on his Facebook page and everything like that, talking about to be continued type of deal when Big Show announced the whole Hall of Fame worthy character. Kurt Angle started sending, you know, these videos out saying that it might be him.
A nice old trip
challenge. No, it's a group. I shared it. So I'm really thinking that was Kurt Angle. I mean, I'm okay with Christian. I saw Dynamite Wednesday night too. So actually, I'm actually looking forward to this.
Yeah. I don't know.
I actually thought that the big signing, I thought it was a troll job. I thought it was going to be Ryback.
Yeah, you did say that.
I thought it was going to be Ryback too, but
I mean, I was stuck between either Ryback or RVD.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be RVD at first.
Yeah,
well,
I
said
heard
Hall
they...
of Fame. What were your character? He said Hall of Fame. Ryback, it's not really Hall of Fame level in my eyes. Maybe RVD. But I doubt it because our RVD is really, I don't know. I'm just not sure how much RVD has left in him.
I actually think they're going to try RVD for this year's Hall of Fame. That's another name we can throw out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think RVD's like Hall of Fame worthy.
Go watch this now. Go anywhere.
I want to watch this one.
You think Christian would have been your headliner if he didn't go?
Oh, you're playing too much.
What, Eric?
You think Christian would have been the headliner if he didn't go to AEW? That's
no,
been another name.
No, because he had been cleared to wrestle.
Oh, okay.
Because I heard, I guess, when they cleared Christian to wrestle, Vince was surprised. That's what I heard. Did you hear anything about that, or?
What, that he was surprised that Christian left?
No, he was surprised that he got cleared because of the concussion he had.
Well, first of all, the whole concussion thing, I mean, they made him retire 7 years ago because of concussions. They didn't try to clear him or anything after that. They basically just told him to be happy they got the contract.
Right.
Yep.
It doesn't work that way, though. When you spend many years on the road as a performer, you don't want to be on the sidelines.
Right.
Exactly.
Christian, you know, he wants to wrestle. He wants to be out there. He doesn't want to, like, go behind, sit behind the scenes and do nothing.
Yep.
And I think it was surprising he went to AEW. I thought he would, like, go to New Japan Pro Wrestling or something.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think it's a good move. I can't wait to see what he does there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
me too.
He's going to be a good locker room guy.
All right. One more thing that I wanted to bring up before we sign off here. And Eric, I know it's another thing you wanted to talk about. It's AEW related. This whole new Four Horsemen thing.
I'm intrigued.
So, are they?
Did you see this?
The new Four Horsemen. I don't remember much about it. Now you're talking about not the MGF new faction, but the whole.
No, the MGF thing.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I did see that.
Yeah.
But is that what they're calling it now? The Four Horsemen?
I think they're calling it a new breed or something. I mean, it looks like the Four Horsemen because of Telly. I mean, people are saying that because Telly's managing them.
Well, remember, now, the Four Horsemen name is actually owned by Arn Anderson now, from what I've heard.
Oh, okay.
All right. Conrad Thompson said for years that he owned it because Rick just sold it to him as a joke. But then Arn Anderson recently revealed that he owns the name.
Ah. That's why they were able to do. Yeah. I'm intrigued to see where Arn Anderson is on this, if he does.
Well, because remember, a couple weeks ago, Ric Flair did an interview that says that the rest of the Horsemen are dead to him.
Yeah, I heard that too. I was listening to Jim Cornette talking about that. They don't talk. They're not close anymore.
Well, yeah, because I guess something happened. None of them came to visit him in the hospital.
I thought it was about Reed. But they never contact him when Reed died. When you're talking
about,
which is
bullshit. All of them contacted him. I mean, he did a bunch of appearances with all of them.
I mean, that's what Cornette said. So I'm just going by what Cornette said.
I heard it had a lot to do with the fact that none of them came to visit him in the hospital.
Oh, wow.
Which, how
which
the fuck
is like,
was it last year?
Coma for 60 days.
Was this when we're in the pandemic, or was this before?
This was when he was in the hospital 3 years ago.
Okay.
This was before. Yeah.
Way before.
So, yeah, apparently none of them came to visit him in the hospital, which how the fuck would he know? He was in a coma. I personally think it's what WWE told him, because WWE knew they were going to fire Arn. They were pissed off at Tully because his daughter decided to sign with somewhere else.
Yeah, what?
Are Tully
yeah,
and
I mean,
Arn close? I'm sorry, Stevie.
That was her choice to sign somewhere else. I mean, the WWE, you know, they can't, you know, force her to stay. I mean, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, they could have signed her if they wanted to.
Right, they could have.
Yep.
She was in the Mae Young Classic. She was impressive enough. They could have signed her. They decided not to.
Which I think was a big
exactly.
mistake not to sign her. I mean.
Right.
You know, WWE just lets all these good talents go. It's like ridiculous.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm intrigued by this Horseman thing, too. I just think it's a bad idea to turn any member of the Inner Circle babyface, except for Sammy Guevara.
You don't think turning Chris Jericho face is his age? Is it?
Jericho's better than he.
Okay. Yeah, he is. I think they're going to be more of a not babyface, but more of a tweener.
A heelish babyface?
Yeah. Like Stone Cold,
so,
like, something like that.
So let's put the facts on the table. We all know that, like, sometime like last year, it was supposed to have, like, this innovative, like, new type of way to have a war game between the Inner Circle, and then you had the Elite, which got
right.
canceled
yep.
because of the pandemic. I think with this new form, fashion growing, having MJF in the Inner Circle, learning from, I guess, in his words, learning how to be a good leader, creating this whole thing, it's a way to, and Tony Khan said himself, that the reason they canceled it because they wanted fans. Now they have, like, these so-called fans of Florida shows up every weekend, blah, blah, blah. They're thinking about probably the next pay-per-view, probably this summer, having a war, that match returning, but you need a fashion. The Elite is no more. You need a storyline to build up to this match. And what better way
exactly.
is having this type of way to lead up into this war
yep.
game match?
Right, and I mean, again, I don't buy the Inner Circle as baby faces. I mean, I do kind of agree with Eric. I don't think they're going to be full-fledged baby. I mean, I think Sammy Guevara might be. I mean, Jake Hager gets booed just walking into his house.
Yeah.
I mean, Chris Jericho is already a fan favorite, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, everybody loves Jericho.
Yeah.
Jericho. I like Sammy Guevara. I can't stand the rest of them.
I thought you hated Sammy.
I mean, well, Sammy Guevara has kind of grown on me.
Okay, that's good.
And I like
Sammy
too. I like Santana too. I can't stand Ortiz because he looks like a mutt. Him and Shayna Baszler both came from the same pound. Probably the same.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nobody else would adopt them, so WWE gets stuck with WWE got stuck with one dog, AEW got stuck with the other. They both put to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think I think Sammy Guevara is like really talented. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he is. I mean, there's no question.
Yeah. Yeah, he's very talented. I like him.
Well, yeah,
it's gonna be a good storyline, I think.
See where it goes. I thought it was a very interesting segment the way they did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought we were gonna all turn on Jericho.
I mean, and here's the thing: people are bitching about Sean Spears being involved.
Why do they give him something to do?
I like it.
Why are they complaining about it, though?
Clintus, you said you liked it, too?
I liked it, too, but why are they complaining about it, though?
Because
he's a wrestling fan.
Anything. They don't think he's horseman material.
Okay. Well, people, everybody's got their opinions. I mean...
Yeah.
Can they use the horseman, or is that trademarked through WWE?
I think it's trademarked through WWE.
Okay. Just as curious to see if they would actually do come out as that. I'm interested to see if Arn has anything to do with this, if he puts himself into the mix. Not as a member, but maybe as a other, like he was with the Horsemen in the late 90s.
Right.
But they did tease it when they went like this. I obviously can't see it, but they did four fingers.
Right. All right, guys. That's going to just about do it for this edition of the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast, because SmackDown's almost done. I feel like taking a shower. So.
That's good. Yeah. All right.
I'm hungry.
Well, it was fun, guys.
Yeah, it was fun.
We'll do more of these news shows in the future. It's just there was a lot of stuff we had to talk about this week. And with Daniel, you know, not feeling well, I figured this was the appropriate time to do it.
I think he does.
No problem. All right. And we will see everybody except for Clintus, because Clintus will be at work tomorrow night. We will see everybody tomorrow night for the TNA roster tier list.
All right.
Okay.
Good night.
What time?
Either 8 or 9. We'll have a more definitive answer to.
All right, cool. All right. Have a good night, everybody. The WWF, what the world is watching.